busy. Today's daf is daf Ayin Beis. I learned today's daf is close for a foolish lame for Chaim ben Rachel. So yesterday we had mentioned, we had the drasha. Rav Nachman answered Rava about the pasuk which says Chamisha Bakar Amar Rachman. The Torah says five Bakar and not five half Bakar. Therefore, the case was where Rava asked Rav Nachman if a ganav steals a shor of Shnei Shutvin and shefted it and was moded to one of them. Yesterday we said that he doesn't have to pay anything because he don't have to pay half of five bakar, and we don't have half, we only have play full. Now, Rav Nachman retracts. So, Letzafra, it's a continuation of the story, Letzafra means the next morning, Amr Leh, so Rav Nachman says back to Rava, Chamisha Bakar Amr Achmana, that when the Torah says Chamisha Bakar, Afilu Chamisha Chatzei Bakar, even five halves, meaning even if you only get half. Therefore, when you steal the shore of Shnei Shutvin, and you shechted it, and you molded to one of them, and then the Edom came afterwards, and it was Ganav HaTavach, he's chayv to pay half of the Tashlum, meaning Dal V'hei, to the second one who he was not molded to. So how come I didn't get, why did I change my mind? Why didn't I tell you that? Excuse me, why did I tell you that yesterday? The lo achli bis of the Torah, they didn't eat meat. I hadn't eaten meat yet. Rashi says that that's not literal, it just means I really didn't look into it. I hadn't looked into it. Torah, I guess, is prepared for meat. I didn't have the koyach. I didn't look into it. Well, Tosa says, no, Rashi says, lo didakti. Tosa says, didn't have the koyach. I think it's typical. It's during 9 days. No one's had meat. A little grumpy. So he didn't have the ability to learn well. He wasn't medakti according to Rashi. Tosa says he was in the tightness, and therefore he didn't have the ability to concentrate. And he made a mistake. So Elo, according to this now, Gemara says, that you chayev to pay even five, even half of the dollar of a hay, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa of the Resha and the Seifa of the Mishnah? Right, because what did we say? What was the case in the Mishnah? The case in the Mishnah was Resha was as follows. The case of the Resha was that he shechted it before the guy stole the animal of his father. And he shechs the animal before the father dies. Therefore, it's tashlumei dal v'hei. He has to pay to his brothers and to himself the tal v'hei, even if the father, talking out, yesterday we said there was amma v'din, but now we're saying that we don't need amma. Yesterday the difference was amma v'din and not amma v'din. Right. But now we're saying the difference is that it wasn't amma v'din. So in the first case, he has to pay dal v'hei because chamisha bak amar Torah, if you look chamisha chatzi bakar. So he pays even to his brothers, the four, their portion of the four or five. But why in the Sefer, when he shechs it after the father dies, he doesn't pay, right? What the Mishnah said was, just make sure I have it right. Anyway, for me, we don't even have it tomorrow. Okay, yeah, the Mishnah said, Ganav Mishal Aviv, V'tavuchu Machav, V'chakach Mes Aviv, that he pays Tashlumid al V'hei. But, one second. Where's the two cases in the Mishnah?
Steals from his father.
He's the slaughtered after the father's death.
Right, right. I just want to read the Mishnah.
His father died.
Right.
Gan of Machav Shabbos, Gan of Machav Zor, Gan of Tavim. Keep hearing Gan of Mishal Aviv. Gan of Mishal Aviv, V'Tavuf V'Machar, V'Yachar Kach Meis Aviv. And that he has to pay Dalad V'Hei. But the case, I guess, the latter, in the second case, the next case in the Mishnah is that if he shechs it after the father dies, then he does not pay. He does not have to pay. What's the difference? So Amar Leh. So Rava says the difference is Reisha Karina Beyutvacho Kula Beisura Seifa Lo Karina Beyutvacho because Lo Karina Beyutvacho Kula Beisura Seifa Lo Karina Beyutvacho Kula Beisura. The Reisha, the reason why he has to pay, is because the Tvicha was completely usher. I stole it from the father and I shechted it. So it's completely, it wasn't mine at the time, I guess, so it's kulo b'yusura. Every aspect of it is iser. But in the Sefer, where I shechted it after my father died, so then I sort of had a chelik in that animal to begin with. So when I shechted it, somehow you can partition every aspect of the shechita, well, if I had three brothers, then one-third of that shechita was legit, because one-third of that shechita was mine. So therefore it's not kulo b'yusura, and therefore he won't be chayef for that. Right. That's the difference. That's why it makes a difference. If he shechts it before the father died, so then he had no part, ownership of the animal yet, and therefore the shechita is completely usher. But if he shechts it after the father dies, then whatever percentage that he owns was his, so it's not all of the shechita is not usher, because part of the shechita belongs to him, so it's not kula b'sura. Okay.
It doesn't have to go through a process for him to get it? He just gets it automatically?
No, when the father dies, it's yours. I mean, it has to go through a process to divvy it up, but it's still, he has ownership on it.
Like
he automatically has ownership. The question is not how to divide it up. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah was Hashochet v'nimsas trefa. So he shechted it and he finds it to be trefa, or the continuation of the Mishnah is Hashochet chulin ba'azara. Right, he shechts the animal in the Beis Hamikdash, mishalim tashlumei baruch hamisha. He has to pay dal v'hei because it's a shechita. That's the story. That's where Rav Shimon argued in those two cases, because he said it wasn't a shechita that's ru'ayui l'achila, and the Rav Shimon shechita is a shechita that's not ru'ayui l'achila, is not considered a shechita. Okay, there is a Gemara in Chulin. It's the sugya in Chulin Daf Kav Ches, which talks about shechita. Again, shechita is you have to slice both, cut through both the simanim, the kanin neveshes. The question is when the shechita is considered to be done. So is the shechita only considered to be done at the end when you finish it? It's a process that only is completed at the end. That's called ein l'shechita ela b'sof. So you have no shame shechita at any point in time until you finish the shechita. Or do you have what's called Yeshlan L'Shchita Mitchil V'Atzof, which means every part, or every moment, or every second, or every millisecond that you're going through the process is considered Halach L'Shchita. That's just the Machlokas, the Gemara in Chulin. It has a Shem Shchita as you're doing it, or does it not have a Shem Shchita until it's completed? So here the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Chavivi Michozna'a Le Rav Ashi. Okay. From our Mishnah that says that if you go near the behema, you shecht it the chul and the azari of chayav dal vehei. Shmamina she'ena l'shchita el l'basof. Yeah, you prove from here that shchita only gets a shame shchita at the end. Why? The e yeshna l'shchita mitchil v'atzof. Because if you hold like the other mandamer that there's a shame shchita at every moment that you're doing the shchita, kevon the shachet beporta asara. Once you shecht a minimal amount of this animal in the azara, and where it's given to Shachmei Porta, asara, at that moment in time, there's a shame shechita, so I already have chulin ba'azara, and it becomes usher to the owner, because it's chulin ba'azara. And then idach, and then when I continue and finish, if you break up the shechita into different parts, when I finish the shechita, lo demari katavach, that I'm no longer shechting something that belongs to the owner. Because at point, let's say there's 7 points in Shechita. So at point one, I already, and when I'm shechting in the Azara, at point one, it's already usher to the owner. Once it's usher to the owner, doesn't belong to him anymore. It's not. And then when at point seven, when I finished the Shechita, when I finished, it didn't belong to the owner anymore. Because the owner can't get benefit from it anymore. So why am I chayav dal vehei? So the only way I'm chayav dal vehei is to say that the Shechita, there aren't 7 points in Shechita. There's 1 point at the end. So at the moment I finish the Shechita, that's when the thing becomes Asar Bana. So I'm making the owner's animal Asar Bana, and that's why I would have to pay Dalit. That's why I would have to pay Dalit Vehei.
And also, the animal's not dead at the first point. The animal's only dead at the second.
But it doesn't make it. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's not the issue.
Because if you say Shechita and the animal's still alive, then
well, then you. But that's not the issue.
That makes a big difference.
It doesn't make any difference. The issue is whether or not it's considered a Maisha Shechita at the first, every moment to go across, or it's only considered Halach Maisha Shechita at the end. But halachically, what is considered shechita? Enter the halachic universe, not the reality universe. The halachic universe. What is viewed as shechita? If it's viewed as a shechita the moment you start cutting the simanim, then at that moment in time, it's already asar b'ana for chulin ba'azara, and doesn't belong to the owner anymore. Okay, Rashi says, ein l'shechita el basof hilkach. If shechita is only at the end, right, then it's considered every moment that you're shechting, it belongs to the owner. Only at the very end does it become usher to hana.
Can you clarify, if the nafkamina would be, let's say, somebody else completes the miser? If you start and somebody else completes it?
Right.
Or the other way around?
I know, nafkamina over here also is what. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I don't know what nafkamina. Let's look at this.
So
let's go back to the previous case before the two dots, where the guy, where he's a Yairish,
mm-hmm.
and it's during Shechita. We said that at the very beginning of the Shechita, he did his part of the Shechita, and the rest of it, it's not him anymore.
No, there, that's different. There, it's not that the beginning is his part. The whole thing is combined. He has three brothers, so every part of the Shechita is a third is his, two-thirds are his brothers, every part. It's not that it's not his is the first part and theirs is the second part.
How does it come that he takes his responsibilities over as soon as he started to cut?
Who said that?
Said it before. No,
we didn't say that. We didn't say that.
His portion.
That's not what we said at all.
It wasn't splitting the mice.
It wasn't splitting the Shechita, it was splitting the ownership.
Exactly.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
So Amalei Rav Huna Breid the Rava Kikam Michayev Ahu Porta. So the Gemara says no. We're trying to prove now that Shechita is only at the end. So the Gemara says no. Gemara tries to reject that. Amalei Rav Huna Breid the Rava. You could possibly say that there are different points of Shechita throughout the process. Shechita is a process, and even though the behemoth becomes usher immediately at the beginning of the Shechita, what he's chayiv for on the tvicha, what he's chayiv for the tvicha is the ki kamechayiv ahu porta. The obligation for dalav vehei comes into effect at the moment you do the first part. The second you start cutting, so yeah, that's each. That, like I said, let's say there's seven parts of the shechita. I'm just making that up. So at point A, at point one, he's already chayiv dalav vehei. The Gemara says amalei Rav Ashi, he can't do that because then you're getting rid of what you're rejecting what the pshat of the words mean. He says amalei lo tidchi. Don't push off the raya of Rav Chavivi from what you're saying over here, utvacho, because the pasuk says, and this is really only where you were saying might come in, it says utvacho, kula be'inam v'leka. When it comes to the dal of hay, it says utvacho. You have to be, you're only mechayev at the end. Kulo, meaning you have to have complete shrita in order to be mechayev dal of hay. So here, so it has to be something that has impact at the end as well. Here, if it has impact at point one, It's no longer his, and then when you complete the shechita, it's not his. And why you chayav dal vehei? So Gemara says elakasha. So you're right. So our Mishnah becomes a kasha and zmuchach that shechita is only completed halachic shechita at the end. It's not a process. It's all the way at the end, and therefore it would be a kasha on the mandam who says that yesh la shechita mitchila v'yatzof. So Gemara answers. Gemara says kasha, and that gives an answer. So Gemara answers amar lei. Hachi Amar of Gamda Mishmei de Rava. This is what Ragamda said in the name of Rava. Kegon Sheshachad. It's wild. It came to Sheshachad. Miksa Simanim Bechutz Ugmaron Bifnim. Somehow he went ahead and he started to shecht outside of the Beis Hamikdash, and he completed the shechita inside. So it turns out that until the last, I guess he did, in my example, he did steps 1 through 6. Outside the base of Mikdash, and steps 7 minutes. It's one complete process. It's not like you break it up. But he does 1 through 6 outside the base of Mikdash, and number 7 inside. So up until point 7, the animal still belonged to the owner. And therefore, the Chiyav Dal Vehei took, he makes it usher to the owner and completes the Shechita at the same time. And where is that? That's in the base of Mikdash. It's a wild Kimta. Right? Kagot Sheshach HaMikdash Simon Machotz Ugamaron Bifnim. What? The last step? At that last moment, Rashi says, "Kigon shechshachon miyot simanim b'chutz gemar b'fnim." Oh, whatever the gemar tvicha at the end of the tvicha, who the itzara? That's where it becomes asr b'chulim b'zara. Vad hashton until that moment, demar katavach. At that moment, until that moment, he's shechting. When he shechts, belongs the owner still owns, and therefore he's chayiv talvei. The whole point is that you want to have the completion of the shechita to be done to an animal that belongs to the original owner. So by saying now that the shechita is only completed in the base of Mikdash, so he makes it usher, but he's making it usher at the same point he's making it usher, it still belonged to the owner, and therefore it's chayav dal vehei.
How does that work? If you bring as soon as you start the shechita, if it's outside, then the shechita b'chutz, it's the animal that comes b'amum.
It's not a korban. It's not a korban. It's chulin. What makdish?
No,
why are you? You're reading stuff that's not there. He's shechting chulin in the azara.
So
there's no hakdasha. He's doing a sin. He's shechting a non-Kaddish animal into the base in the base of Mikdash. Okay, so that's how Rav Gamda. That's how Rav Gamda answers. The ika de masnila. Aha. I guess some say learn the sugya differently. They learn as follows. There's a machlokas. Amar Rav Shimon Mishum de Rabbi Levi Sava. So I think this is from Rish Lakish. Right, so Amar Rav Shimon Mishund Rav Levi Sava Ein L'Shchita El Basof Rav Yochanan Amar Yesh L'Shchita M'Tchila Matzov. So Machlokes in Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan about what we just said. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish says that Shchita is only considered a Shchita at the last moment, and Rav Yochanan says it's a process. Yesh L'Shchita M'Tchila Matzov at every moment in time is considered halachically part of the Shchita. So the Amar Lei, and therefore I guess so now this whole thing Rav Chaviva comes. Rav Amar Lei Rav Chaviva Bichozol Rav Ashi Leimer Kasava Rav Yochanan. Since Rav Yochanan holds that Yeshel and Shchita with Kli Levatzof, maybe he holds that the Isser of Shechting Chulin in the Beis Hamikdash is not a Din D'Oraisa. Why not? Right, Rashi says Plukta Hibe Maseches Kedushin Hi D'Oraisa Hi D'Rabbanan. So Machlokes and Kedushin, right? We all remember that. Or not? So it's Machlokes Maseches Kedushin whether Chulin Mazar is a D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan. The Isak Adaitach, if Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's a din d'oraisa, right? That it comes the nafkamin of kulum bazar would be that the animal's aser bahana. So isak adaitach mi d'oraisa mikishachet leporta asra idach lav demara katava. Because then it's our price becomes a question, because at the moment he shuts the first part, it's aser midin kulum bazara, and therefore when he completes the shchita, it's lav demarka tabach, right? We just said before, it's not considered the original owners anymore. So therefore, why would he have to pay dalav hay? Now, if chulin bazara is not asr d'oraisa, then maybe you could say that he's chayav dalav hay on the shchita because he's shechting the animal. If you say chulin bazara is an asr d'oraisa, then at the moment you finish that first at step one, the thing becomes asr b'hana and doesn't belong to him. But if you say Chulin Bazar is only a Din D'Rabbanan, sorry, so Din D'Rabbanan we say becomes Aser at that point. But Midaraisa, it still belongs to the owner until the process is completed. So that's why you have to pay Dal Vay. So you must hold Chulin Bazar, if you hold Ein L'Shchita El Basof, you must hold that Chulin Bazar is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Otherwise, why are you Chayav Dal Vay? So Amar Lei Rav Acha Brei De Rava, Kika Machayev Nami Ahu Porta. He says, no, Chulin Bazar can be Din D'Rabbanan. Why are you Chayav to pay Dal Vay? Because the halach of Dal Vay would obligate you even on that first part of that process. The Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Ashi, lo tidchei utvacho kulam be'ina v'leka." No, you need tvacho. You need tvacho means you have to have a complete shchita that has to be done. That's when you pay dal v'hei. The Gemara says, "Elakasha." So that would be a kasha. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi answers to answer the kasha. Hachi Amar of Gandish made the Rava ki kamechayev shchakam nitzvun b'chutz or Gemara mifnim. We could say that chulin shenishtu bazara is a din d'oraisa. It's chal the moment that you start the shchita process, even if you hold shchita mitchila v'atzov, and yet until the so therefore why are you chayiv to pay dal v'hei if you shef kulun v'azara? Because the case is I completed the shchita in the azara, I started the shchita outside the azara, and that, again, like we said before, at the moment that I completed the shchita, that's the, when it was in the azara, and therefore the owners get their dal v'hei. Very
same answer.
Same, yeah, just, it's the same Shaklatara. Just instead of learning the Shaklatara independently on our Mishnah, we learn the Shaklatara between Machlokes, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and using the Mishnah's Araya to one side. But it's the same, otherwise, it's the same Shaklatara, exactly. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. Remember the concept of the Edom Zomim, right? The two witnesses come and testify about a matter. They say it took place on Monday in New York, and the witnesses say, how can you have been in New York at the time? You were with us in
Chicago.
Exactly. So I remember once I asked a guy from Chicago, how do you learn the sugya of Edom Zomim? He said, Milwaukee. He said, it's Pashut.
It's always
supposed to be. Right. So Ganav al Pishnayim, V'tavach v'machar al Pien. So I steal a shore in Usa, and two witnesses testify that, and they also testify, the same two witnesses testify that I sold it. Right? They testify I stole it, they testify that I sold it. V'nimsu uzomim. And it turns out these guys are Edom Zomim. Two other witnesses come and say, Imanu Ayisim and Malkum Ploni. So these Edom Zomim, right, the halacha Edom Zomim also is they had asisim lam kasher zomim. You do to them what they want to do. Here they want to be mechayiv mi dal vehei. So these Edom Zomim mishalim hakol. They have to pay the kefil and they have to pay the dal. They have to pay four or five times. It's not kefil plus dal vehei. The kefil is included. So they have to pay either four or five times the payment because that's what they wanted me to pay. Next case, ganav al pishnayim. So two witnesses testify that I stole. Two other witnesses testify that I made the sale. Okay? Or I shechted it. And then both of them turn out to become Edom Zomim. Both are Zomim. So, Harishonim Mishalmim Tashlumi Kefel. The first set of witnesses, they were there to Chayim Kefel, so therefore that's what they pay Kefel. And the second set of Edom who are Zomim, they're only coming to add an extra two or three. Mishnah 2 uses the word three, so in case of five, so they have to pay three times. Nimtzu Achronim Zomim. So two witnesses come and say I stole. Two witnesses come and say that I sold. So if now it turns out the latter two, the second set of Edom, are found to be Zomim. Who Misham Tashlumi Kefil? I am still considered a ganav because the first witnesses who testified that I stole are still legit. So they're chayav me to pay Kefil. So I pay Kefil. V'hei Misham Tashlumi Shlosha. And then they pay to me the three times payment. They pay back. So in the end, I gain one. That's how it happens over here. But now, right, so Nimsu Achron Zomim, Hu Misham Tashlumi Kefil, V'hei Misham Tashlumi Shlosha. Echad Min Ha'achronim Zomimim, Butler Edushnia. Another case would be, let's say they found one of the witnesses, of the second set of witnesses, to be Edom Zomim. So then the entire Edus is Butler, because there's no Edus on the Tvicha and the Mechira. The second Edom, I guess, are Putter from to be paid, because Edom don't pay unless both of them are found to be Edom Zomim. So the either Ghana would pay Kefil, and there's as if there is no testimony now on the Tvicha and Mechira. Now, Echad min harishonim zomim, what happens if even only one of the first set of witnesses becomes an eid zomim? Butla kolak eidushim, ein gneva, ein tvicha mechira. So what happens? So Reuven and Shimon testify that I stole. Reuven becomes an eid zomim. Right. So now there's no testimony at all that I stole. So the testimony that I shechted it or sold it is nothing. Because there's no testimony that I even stole it. Could be mine. So everything is out the window, and therefore I am putter from paying. Right, Rashi says, Butla kola edus, v'hu pater, v'hein paturin. He's pater and they are paturin. V'afilu chaz v'hu zmo achronim achrekein, even if the latter two become Edom Zomim afterwards, ein mishalim, they don't have to pay. Shrei butla edusim kar v'hu chushu. The edus is already butla already. Dekev and delogan of lotanav. If there's no testimony that I stole, then there's no possibility that I shechted it. V'ahachi lo m'chayvu, ella yimano ayisim shesasru gufa shal edus. And these guys are going to only be... there's no chi over there, okay. The kosher game, Rashi says, that's if there's only one of the first two is it comes to eight zomim. Rashi's kosher game, him husnu shnayim arishonim tchila she'edus shniyut butla. Even if both of them become eight zomim kosher game, and there's no edus at all whatsoever. Ella, okay, fine. The rest of the Rashi we already explained outside. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas by edim zomim. There's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava, and afterwards it's going to ask on that machlokas from our Mishnah. Okay. Itmar.
Isn't the Mishnah misplaced?
No. Because it's talking about Tavach HaMachar. It's talking about the testimony of Tavach HaMachar. It's the same continuation of the Mishnah we had before him.
Shouldn't Kasher Zaman be with the other?
But the point over here is that you're talking about when you're Chayav Da'al V'Hei. When you're Chayav Da'al V'Hei. Right, the previous mission was Ganav al Pishnayim and Tavach HaMachar al Pihem, and here it's Ganav al Pishnayim and they become Edom Zomim. So what, do you have to pay Dalva here or not? That's what the Mishnayos are talking about. Okay. Itmar. Eid Zomim. Abaye Amar l'mafreyahu nifsal. Rava Amar mikanu l'bahu nifsal. So I have an Edom who becomes Zomim. So they testified, let's say they testified on January 1. That's when they made their testimony. On July 1, they turn out to be, people say, oh, they testified on January 1 that they do such and such. January 1, they were with us on vacation. They couldn't have been there. So now they're Edom Zomim. What happens to all their testimony from January 1 to July 1? Is that all considered, is that all testimony invalidated? Or is that testimony still considered good? So Abaye says, L'mafreyahu nifsal. Any testimony that they did between January 1 and July 1 is out. There's L'mafreyahu nifsal. Rashi says, Heyud bin Nisan, who huzum al edu zo bi'ir, kol ha'edios, heyud bin tayim, psulos, to mishah sheheyud edus zo nifsal. Because at the moment they made the testimony, that they were lying. They were edu sheker from step one.
About that
case. Any testimony that they made from January to July is out the window because it turns out that starting in January, they're pasulatus because they were liars. So they're pasulatus. No, testimony about any case.
Anything
that they're involved in. These guys are professional witnesses, whatever it is. They go around, they see things. And they saw 1,000 other cases right, exactly.
They're out.
Rava Amar Mikarnal Abahon Nivzal. Rava says, no, they only become possible the moment the Eidim Zomim came. So just starting from July 1 forward, they're possible. But anything they did between January 1 and July 1, they are okay. So Abaye, Amar Lemafreihu Nivsal, Abaye says that they're possible Lemafreihu retroactively because Meohu Shaita the Asid Havle Russia. Because it turns out from the moment they gave that initial testimony, they were Russia. Because they're lying. The Torah Amar, the Torah says, Al Toshit Russia aid. You can't have a Russia to be an aid. Rava Amar Mikan Hulahabahu Nivsal. It's only going forward because aid Zomim Chidushu. Because the concept of Ein Zomim is a big chiddush. Why are you believing these two? Believe these two. Why are you taking the word of the second witnesses over the words of the first witness? So the whole thing is that the fact that you believe in the second witnesses to pass on the first witness, the whole thing is a chiddush. Your mom is believing them. Rav Amar Mikan Lebon, if so, Ein Zomim Chiddushu, Tatrei V'Treininu. It's two against two. Two against two usually cancel each other out. If they would have if two testified that it happened, and two testified that it didn't happen, or two testify he lent the money, and two testify he didn't lend the money, then they cancel each other out. We don't believe one over the other. Here we're believing the second ones over the first ones. So that's a chiddushu. So my chos is that tzayis lahani. Why are you believing the second ones over the first one? The chiddush of the Torah. Therefore, hilkach ein lechavo. Therefore, you would only have from the moment of the chiddush going forward. If the whole thing is a chiddush, I only can make the halacha from the time that the chiddush takes place. Because I'm not going to say, oh, it's a big chiddush, and therefore I'm going to apostle them even further back. The whole idea is crazy. The whole idea is goes against what you would have thought otherwise. Therefore, that's how the Rosh Hashanah explains the chiddush. Therefore, you only apostle them mikan ulahaba going forward. Right. So Ika de Amri, there are those who cholik and say that no, that Rava really agrees. Fundamentally, Rava agrees to Abaye that Eid Zomim are Pasul Mafreya, because bottom line is, when are they considered liars? Yeah, the Torah is a Chiddush, big deal, it's a Chiddush. But the Torah is Mechadish to you that they're liars from point A. So that's when they're liars, and therefore they should be Pasul Mekan and Lava. Rava Namika Abaye Svirle, the Amr Lemafreya Unifsal. What's the reason why Rava says no? We're only going to make them possible mikan ulahaba mishum pseidu lekuchos, because we want to keep liquidity in the marketplace. What would happen now? So these two guys then witness transactions from January to July. Everybody now has to be worried. Then maybe my edim are going to come zomim later, and all the things that they did previously are going to be no good. And I'm not going to have a raya. I'm going to be out. My star is going to be no good. Everything's going to be no good, and I'm going to have a problem. Why you're going to basically shut down? You're going to shut down the marketplace.
That's unreasonable. Also, you can't be worried about every permeation. It's they must never have
aid. Right, exactly. So Robert says it's just shut it down. It'll shut things down. It's a valid point. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Pseudo Lukukos." You can knock them off, but when you knock them off, they're only knocked off from that moment going forward. They're just knocked off. The agents that they testified in between is not knocked off, because then I have a whole problem with the marketplace.
Well, the market will freeze off like in L.A.
But it's not just even the sellers; even the buyer is going to have problems. Everyone's going to have problems. If there's no witnesses on the whole thing, the whole sale is out.
It's the premise that everyone's evil.
What?
It's the premise that everyone is out.
That's your mentality in life, I understand.
your person, that because we have this right in order, this ain't so dumber.
So Rubber wants to prevent that. That's exactly what Rubber's doing. Rubber's thinking like you're thinking.
No, he's thinking that everyone's possibly bad and this is going to destroy the whole system. But that's not the way it happens. How often is Zayn's over?
But even if it happens once, it still puts an issue into the system. It puts a problem into the system.
What?
It's a machlokas in Tumah. Whether you go, some say you can't because it had Eilu Dabar Sof.
Right.
So Eilu Dabar Sof. So you're saying that, how can you be cautious that everybody be so?
Yes, I mean, one lawyer is going to be so, we're never going to get another lawyer again? I was going to use a doctor. mean, that's be applying one thing to everything else.
Okay. Abaya holds like you. Abaya holds like you and says that it's unreasonable. It goes back.
They have a concern. They
want to address the concern.
I didn't say contract. It's just a concern they want to deal with.
Okay. So my benayu, let's go a little further. So my benayu, what's the difference? Not, I don't think it's my benayu between Abaya and Rava. That's clear because my benayu Abaya and Rava is b'kanul upasol or mafreya upasol. It's my benayu between the two lishonos of Rava. Which also, one lashon says that it's possible to be kadmon, and one lashon says we only possible mafrei. Okay, so Mark is on the way. My benayu da ashidu betray lechad utray lechad inamid paslinu begazlanusa. So one distinct Rashi says clearly. My benayu bein hani trey tarti lishnei the Rava. So he says the trey lechad. So if it. One okay again. One mandamer. Let's what's the case? You see, it'll be trei lechad, trei lechad. Two. You don't have two against two. You have two against one. There are two witnesses. They say so and such happened. Then two witnesses come and say, "How can you, a Reuven, have testified? You were with us." Right. And another set comes, "How can Shimon, you have testified? You were with us." Then there's no chiddush anymore.
Why not? Right.
Because it's two against one. Two against one always wins.
Right. Two sets.
No. That's not the case.
Two
people testified. Okay, there are two people that testify. Two witnesses testify against this guy, and two witnesses testify against this guy. Imanu Ayusa. So it's not against two. It's not four against two, because once you have two, it doesn't make a difference. Trey Kameya. It's two against one. In each case, it has to be. It comes two. It becomes two against one. If it's two against one, there's no chiddush, right? Inami de paslinu begazlanusa. Or instead of saying, they don't say Imanu Ayusa Mimakom Ploni. Rather, they testify that. How did the court allow these guys to testify? These guys are proven thieves in another court. They're pasul edus, right? So that right, Rashi says, "Bigaz lanusa shelo hizimunhu." They didn't make him edim zomim. Elo heidu shnayim al edus shehengas lanim. V'hachal lekel lememar smochahani da milsa chrisahi. It's a completely different. It's a completely different different case, right? So lahach lishna da amark mishum chiddush leka. Then there's no chiddush in either of these cases. Right, the whole thing you were worried about, oh, it's a chiddush, and therefore it's a chiddush. I can't go luma freya. But in the cases where it's two against one, or in a case where they testify and prove that these guys are thieves, it's not a chiddush. That's the halacha. That's the regular rules. So in those situations, it should go back to the original. Yeah. Problem is, I don't know why the case of Gazlanusa comes in over here, because why are you asking? Why is the Gemara bringing the whole machlokes in the Bayan Rav was Edom Zomim, and then you bring a nafkamina of a case that's not Eid Zomim. So I'm not exactly sure what that's doing here. Right? That's nothing to do with their machlokas.
No, it has to do with the issue of
chiddush. Yeah, but the chiddush, the whole thing was, I'm saying, it has to do with the issue of chiddush.
Yeah. Rav is saying it only goes because it's a chiddush. But Gazlanusa is not a chiddush.
Right, but we're not talking about Gazlanusa. The whole machlokas here is about Eid Zomim. Okay, I hear your answer. I hear. Okay, if you look at the sugya in a broader perspective, then that's where it's coming. Okay, so the hachlishna demart mishum chiddush leka, and the hachlishna demart mishum seder lekuchas ika. But there's still the problem of seder lekuchas. The problem that David doesn't like still exists, because even if I say two against one, I have to be worried now that maybe one of my guys become an eid zomim, or I have to be worried now that maybe my eidim are gazlanim. So that also puts a dent in the marketplace, and therefore, according to that lashon, it would still be considered a problem, and you still not pasul l'mafreya. Amar Rav Yirmi Midiftei, Rav Yirmi Midiftei said, "Avad Rav Papa uvda kavase de Rava." Rav Papa paskin like Rava. I guess they had these eidim zomim, and then he ended up saying that all their prior testimony was up to their previous testimony was kosher. We didn't knock out their testimony until. Starting from the time they became Eidim Zomim. Rav Ashi Yomri Hilchos HaKavasa De Abaye. Rav Ashi is the Halachos HaKavaye. It's interesting. Rav Papa, it says, Avad Uvda. Rav Ashi just did the Hilchos HaKavaye. He didn't do an Uvda like him. He just said straight, like the Halachos HaKavaye. The Hilchos HaKavasa De Abaye B'Yal Kagam. This is the Ayin. In Yal Kagam, this is how we pass in like Abaye. Okay, stop a little earlier.
Now this is the Bakis, Far, Mr. Bakis, Nase, Bias Adar, Bias Halev, Bias Halosh, May the Kusha, Brook, Lomit, Baba Kosov, Shira Saw, Tushman Kosov, and Akamasa, Tami Rabi, Omavi, Ruame, Ayusra, Maravanava, Tami Deon, Rakal, Tami Day, Sami Deon, Rakama, the Uskin Biraisa, Diva, Shaha David, Diva Kalasar, Yasar. Yehela hon a phone come rap of the khiz of rahme kai na ri khin to zar ri khay for kon the kon avo the shmaya vi ro vi ro ave yeh shlav rab in shmaya va kai to mali na va kai so el vi ro ave o ze shlav ro ma ku rahma ma ya se shlav mali na va kai so el vi ro ave.
Yes.
What do they say in Milwaukee?
I don't know. Ask them guys from Milwaukee.
Chicago?
I don't know. Green Bay.